So we continue with the proof of the fundamental theorem of asset pricing. So we are still in the situation that we want to go from 1 to 2. 1 was no arbitrage, 2 was martingale measure exist. So we had this situation that we have these two sets, F and K, and according, because one is linear and one is compact, according to the Hahn-Banach theorem, we can separate them by a function which is 0 on the linear space and positive on the compact space. And actually, you can imagine that I can also draw my A, because my A is, as you can see here, orthogonal, because this is like a scalar product, right? Orthogonal to all x's in F. So what is orthogonal to all x's in the F? This would be a vector. Yeah. Let's see if I can draw that. A vector like this. No, it doesn't work. This is not a nice vector. I'm trying again. No. Okay, that's better. It's not really orthogonal. So how can I get something orthogonal? Something like this. Okay. So this is my vector A. So this is orthogonal to F. So A is orthogonal to F. And you can see if you will take a scalar product with points in K, then it's positive. So the direction should be correct. Yeah, and our last comment from the last lecture was, how can we see that this AI is positive? We can choose to see this. Choose an element in K, like Fi. And Fi is just like that, that it is one if I is equal to K. So Fi of omega K is one if I is equal to K and zero otherwise. Then this Fi has all the time zeros in its vector and only one times one. And what do we get if we compute Fi A in this building here? Now we know that we are in K, then it must be positive and we get exactly Ai. And it is positive because the Fi is in K. Okay, so this is settled. So then we really have that the Q is a probability measure. And the second question would be, what happens with our discounted share prices? So we check if Q is a martingale measure. Okay, if Q is element of M S tilde. That was the point. So what do we do? We compute the expectation with respect to Q of phi k s k tilde minus s k minus 1 tilde k from 1 to t. And now we notice the following. These buildings, these are elements of gamma of F. This is what we, how we constructed. So this was F. So that means that if you compute now our expectation with respect to Q, so what do we need to do? We take, so this is our function. We take the value of the function in a certain omega. So, so that means we compute this phi k and sk tilde minus sk minus 1 tilde. K goes from 1 to t in omega I. So I'm trying to write this eq in detail, right? So I put omega I, then I have to multiply with the probability of omega I. No place. Let's write it a bit smaller. And then I sum up overall I. So this is in detail, this expectation. And now I'm using my setting of Q of AI, namely that was AI divided by the sum of all the A's. Okay, the sum is always the same. I can put it in front. And the rest is that I multiply this with AI. This big expression. So that means that I can interpret this also again as a scalar product with respect to our omega. And I have here the A. And here I have this big expression. But this is an F, and if I make a scalar product of F and A, then I'm going to get zero. This was the assumption, right? So here, so if we have this situation, so the X is now standing for this one. Okay, so that would be the X, and that's an F. We get zero. And we can get this, we get this for all predictable phi k. And now we can choose a special phi k, namely, if we so predictable means that this phi k is has components from 0 to d. Now we choose the phi k as follows, and still predictable, of course, that only in the ith component we have something, and the other components are zero for all k, and I is fixed. Then we get especially that the expectation with respect to Q and now this is a one dimensional, so we only get the S from the S, the I-th coordinate. And this is also zero because this special choice is according to this. So by the same reason, we would get zero. And this is true for all I between 1 and D. And now we do the next trick. So we only need, this is true for all such settings with phi ki predictable, so k minus 1 measurable. So we can still do a very special situation in time. So now we specialize. In time, so here we did specialize in the coordinates in the share price number. Namely, we said that phi k from 1 to t is all the time 0, so 0 especially is also predictable. There's no problem with that. And at time k0, we put a set. A set is not so good because these are functions. So, I mean, we need to put an indicator function. And we denote it by ik0 minus 1 because ak0 minus 1, sorry, that's supposed to be in f k 0 minus 1, and that is the position, so the time k 0 is this one, because I have all the time zeros, you can't see in which position I'm doing this. This is the kth coordinate, and this goes from 0 to capital T. Okay. Now, if I do that one, the sum here is disappearing because in all places except of one, I would have zero. So this gives me that this expectation of the indicator function AK 0 minus 1. So this is the kth position. So I have the product S k 0 I tilde minus S k 0 minus 1 I tilde, that this gives me 0. So maybe you don't recognize that for all a k 0 minus 1 in f k 0 minus 1. And maybe you don't recognize that immediately, but actually this tells us that q is a martingale measure. Is a martingale measure. Why is that the case? Because if you write this in a different way, then you get that EQ of A I K 0 minus 1 S K 0 I tilde is equal to The same with SK0 minus 1 for all AK0 minus 1 in FK0 minus 1. And this is the equivalent relation to the conditional expectation. So we get that with respect to the measure Q, if we take the conditional expectation SK0i tilde with FK0 minus 1, then I'm getting the SK0 minus 1 tilde I. So Q is a Martingale measure with respect to this S tilde processes. So we can do this for any I, for any K0, and that's why we get it. Okay, so we have constructed with Hahn Banach, so not a very trivial result, our Martingale measure. And as I said, in general, this is a really hard proof, but here it was still not too hard, maybe, hopefully. Okay, now we come to the complete markets. Intuitively, if you have a payoff function and you are the bank manager and you sell this option, then you have to make sure that your bank is not going to be bankrupt. And how can you do this? So you so-called counterbalance, so you trade on share prices in order to have in the end achieved a certain amount of money where you can pay according to the option condition to your customer. The question is, can you always achieve a certain payoff function or not? So, and this has to do with complete markets. So one real example of non-complete markets is, so actually one says that in general the markets are not complete, but we always live in a paradise and think markets are complete, at least for the moment then. So we think that we always can hedge perfectly a payoff function, but in real life that's not always possible. For example, you cannot always buy as many shares as you want. There might be a restriction, and that prevents you from hedging a payoff so that in the end you have the same as you needed, you need for your customer. So we go this to this in detail. I just wanted to talk about what complete markets mean. So we just give a definition which is, has a lot of assumptions. Definition. So that will be our complete market for our lecture. If you go to certain books or stuff, you will see different definitions. So this is the definition for us. So we assume our probability space and the filtration. And yeah, and the share prices. So the notation, I'm just repeating, so with all the conditions. So is a market. That is the number one. So that's not complete yet. It's just a market. So this is one important notion. So it is a market if all the following conditions are satisfied. So we have a probability space and the filtration. With the condition that the omega is finite, this is our situation we consider here. We assume that F is equal to Ft, is equal to all the subsets of omega. We assume that all little omegas have positive probability. We assume that S So the same conditions we had already in the previous hour, I'm just repeating them here for the definition. So the SKs are D plus one valued positive and adaptive. And there's no arbitrage. So all this should be true if you say we have a market in the future. And the market is called complete. Okay, maybe I should mention the name, the market. Now we assume everything from one. If for all random variables Z mapping from omega into the non-negative numbers. So that is a very abstract, the Z is a very abstract payoff function. So there exists a peer admissible strategy. Phi. Such that the value of the portfolio is equal to Z. So I can trade such that I can achieve any non-negative function. So the non-negativity is actually due to finance. So that's not an assumption, because if it would be negative, So. We need this for our finance reasons, that we want to have peer admissible, meaning we never go bankrupt and so on. Okay. So complete. Any Z greater or equal to zero can be hatched. Just a short way writing what we mean. Okay, so we need in order to, the question is under which conditions the market has this property, because this seems quite useful to have, to know this. So in order to recognize such markets, I'm introducing the following L2 space, just as a notation. And actually, here I'm cheating a bit, because this is for the general situation. So we consider all random variables from omega to r. And the two means that the expectation of x squared is finite, but actually this is a not very restrictive condition under our situation, because we assume that the market is finite. So I'm not really sure why this is mentioned here so much, because this is always satisfied. So I could also cut this off, right? But this is important for the general situation. So just to get you used to these assumptions, we introduced that here already. Later on, we really need this. If the omega is not finite anymore, then you need this. Okay, so we secretly do a little bit also the case where omega is not finite. Okay, so as I said, when is a market complete? And there's this following theorem. This is the Martingale criteria. So we assume that we have a market. So I'm writing this long expression. Assume that omega f p, the filtration, the share prices, is a market. Then the following assertions are equivalent. The market is complete. The second is there exists exactly one Martingale measure. So I'm writing it in that way for the discounted share prices with the property that it has always a positive probability for each omega. And the last assertion is that we can write the space of, we just introduced the L2 as the set of all functions alpha plus the sum k from 1 to t, phi k s k tilde minus s k minus 1 tilde, where we have the usual things. So alpha is just a real number, and the phi k are phi k minus 1 measurables, so predictable. So phi k maps from omega into Rd and is fk minus 1 measurable. Doesn't fit. So this space, so the point is, like, that's what we think of complete. So if I'm trading, then I would get such an expression, and I want to have for any random variable I can imagine, I want to have this. Want to have it in that shape. Okay. So we still have a bit of time, so I can start with the proof. And it looks like I probably continue tomorrow. So we go first from 1 to 2. So we assume that 2 is not true. And then we will show that the market is not complete. So true is not, if two is not true, sorry, that means we assume that we have Q1 and Q2 in MS tilde with the property that they are. I'm writing Qi of omega is positive for all omega, and I is 1 and 2. Okay, now the market is complete. What was that? Let's shortly recall. It's complete if I can represent any random variable which is non-negative as the value of the portfolio at capital T. Okay. Any non-negative random variable. So we can choose. Z to be 1A for A in F. Complete implies that VT phi is equal to 1A. Okay, now we discount. So here's a, actually here's a mistake. We did not assume anything, so I have to correct the lecture, as I see. So we did not assume anything on the S0, only that it is positive. So if we discount, we should just divide by S0k. And in the moment, we need S0 capital T. That would then be VT tilde of phi, and this I can rewrite as the initial capital, so to say, and then these winnings in each step discounted. This was the shape which we proved at very beginning for this value, if you have self-financing strategies, then this holds. So this we have shown. Maybe I can even give you the reference, because this is an important I don't find it. Proposition 212. Okay. And now we take expectation. And what do we get? If I take the expectation here, so I think you are skilled enough that you know what the expectation of an indicator function is. This is just the probability of the set. So if you use the definition, you can really derive this by hand. So this would be Q of A. And on the other hand, so we take an expectation with Q1. Now we have the two probability measures, two martingale measures. And since we have a martingale measure, we get that. So I'm using here this line. I'm getting that this expectation of Vt tilde phi. And now comes the exercises, that is V0 tilde of phi. And then I can do the same line with Q2. So I'm continuing and I'm getting that this is the expectation with respect to Q2, because this equation holds also for Q2. It's also a martingale measure. I didn't want to write that. I wanted to write this, because that is a nice equation. Up to this factor here, we get now that Q1 of A is equal to Q2 of A. And since the A was chosen just an arbitrary set in F, we get this for all A and F. But that means nothing else than that the measures are the same. So you cannot have two different martingale measures. It doesn't work as long as the market is complete, meaning that you can always represent it in the any non-negative random variable in that form. Okay, that's it. So we still have a bit of time and we can think about how one is equivalent to three. So what was one? The market is complete, so I can always write this for any z. And the third one is that any object here, so that any random variable I can represent in that way. Okay, so we start with using that we have a market. So if you have a market, then this implies that S is an NA. We have no arbitrage, and so we can use the fundamental theorem of asset pricing. What did it say? It said that the no arbitrage is equivalent to having a martingale measure. So that means that the set of martingale measures is not empty. Okay. Then we have admissible trading strategies. So for a self-financing strategy, phi, we get from the assumption that VT of phi is greater or equal to 0. It applies that this holds also for K. Why is that the case? So indeed, so this is actually a claim. Now I want to show this claim is true. Indeed, since we have if you use a Q from MS tilde, so a martingale measure, then we have that the conditional expectation of the discounted value of the portfolio is a martingale. So this we have in the exercises. So we get VK tilde phi. Okay, so now why is this non-negative? So there are several reasons. First of all, this VT of phi is non-negative. So if I multiply this, or if I discount that, this is multiplying by a factor, it's still non-negative. And then we have a conditional expectation, and there's this property of monotonicity. If this is non-negative, then the conditional expectation of that one is also non-negative. So this holds for any expectation. So I'm not mentioning here the Q. This is a general feature of conditional expectation. Okay, so I think I shouldn't do much more because time is over. So I will continue tomorrow, unfortunately, with the rest of the proof, but that's life. Yeah.